We're talking today with Mark Landman, who's running for a seat on the Cotati City Council. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me, Bruce.
So my standard first question for folks is, why do you want to do this?
That's a question I hear a lot. A question is because I think we've had a good year this year. And looking back, it's a difficult time, but we've made progress on a lot of issues that, frankly, last year a lot of people said, you're not going to get ahead on. You look back in my community a year ago, our budget was seriously imbalanced. People on the street were saying we were going to be part of Roanoke Park within a year and saying, certainly you can't afford to keep your police department. Now I sit here a year later, I'm happy to tell you, nobody's talking about us merging with Roanoke Park. Our police department isn't going anywhere. And our budget is just over that line into the black. So these are good things. And with that, I look forward to help keeping that going forward.
You timed it just right to get on board.
It's been an interesting process, I can say that.
And yet the issues haven't gone away. It's like maybe there's a little bit of equilibrium here, but it's a delicate balance.
That's exactly. It's a delicate balance. It's a delicate construct, I believe was one description I've heard. But if you compare us to other communities, I'm proud of that achievement because most other communities haven't done that. And Cotati was very pragmatic, I feel. We went with strong cuts early that we had to make. We lost roughly 33% of our workforce over 2 years. We cut our budget down by about almost 24% over that time frame. And those that were left took 14 to 15% pay cuts. With that, we also went to the public and asked for a small revenue measure, which passed with a lot of support from the public. It was these things combined, approaching the problem in a what I would describe as a nonpartisan way, but is just what the times call for, that got us in this position. And I think Cotati, small as we are, has shown some leadership in this area.
Your own personal background is primarily in firefighting in the city of Novato. And I wonder how that professional experience translates into political orientation for you as you move forward. How would you bring that experience to bear on the city council?
Well, it's interesting, Bruce. My last years were spent as a captain in the city of Novato. And if you look at what we do there and what I did there, essentially you're working with a group of people in tight quarters, dealing with important problems, usually in a short time span, under a lot of pressure. I would describe it as a city council meeting. The only difference is it goes 24 hours. So actually, that background has been very useful because what it's all about on the city council is working with other people and trying to solve problems, trying to find a way to get to the best answer we can with the tools we have available. And that's exactly what we do in the fire department.
Cotati has a very distinct character of its own, and that sort of kind of bubbles up onto the city council from time to time. Do you find that there are special approaches you need to take to try to keep everybody from getting on each other's nerves too much?
Well, actually, we have a very good team in place. We disagree in a lot of things, but we're always willing to listen to each other. Sometimes I can talk my friends into listening to me. Other times they talk me into listening to them. But we usually come to an answer that we all think is the best way forward. And that's what I like about this group. And I think we've seen the benefit in the last year to this community. Again, as I was alluding to earlier, the difference from just a year ago to the way we're moving forward now is huge. So there's not a lot of work trying to keep this group in line. We're just working together as hard as we can to help our city.
Mark Landman is a candidate for the Cotati City Council. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.